The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Tom Donnellan. He's the chairperson of the Harbor Beach Truck Show coming up this weekend, and Kelly Jo Asantoski, Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director. We're going to be talking about the truck show that's coming up, all the things they are offering and expanding this year. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks, Craig.
First of all, dates and times. Let's make sure everybody has that from the start. We'll review it at the end.
June 17th. The truck show is open to the public beginning at 10 a.m. on Saturday. That's the Saturday at 10 a.m. it opens. And then the downtown show runs until 5.
And what kind of trucks are they going to see? Big ones, little ones, fancy ones?
All trucks are welcome. I've had quite a few calls for gentlemen and gals bringing pickups. So we'll start with regular pickups, vintage pickups, diesel pickups, and work our way up to big trucks and trailers.
Try and find somebody with one of those El Caminos that hasn't rusted out.
Yeah, pretty great. We've had some rat rod stuff last year. There was a local person there with an old International truck / farm vehicle. It was quite interesting. Everybody, it was a big hit.
Well, they were designed to be utilitarian, not necessarily super pretty, at least in the old days, but we spiff them up nowadays, and they're as shiny and flashy as any vehicle on the road. Yeah. And we're talking even the big semis that they customize with the fancy paint jobs and everything else.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there'll definitely be a few of those there. They're always fun to see what they come up with, the different designs and what they do with them.
Now, I understand this kind of was an offshoot of a car show Harbor Beach had, and you found out big interest in the trucks and kind of went solo on that.
Yeah, I think Harbor Beach had a car show every year for many years.
Yeah, we still do. It's July 9th this year during Maritime Festival at the Murphy Museum will be the car show.
But this is exclusively for trucks and exclusively to give people a taste of what's out there and maybe give them ideas for their own truck.
Right. I think years ago there was a local gentleman brought a semi-truck, big, large, chromed-out truck to the car show, and everybody got talking about that, and that's where it started.
The oohs and the ahs precipitated its own show eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. How do people get involved in this? I mean, do they have to sign up the day of? Do they do that in advance so you have kind of an idea of where you want to put things? Because I'm pretty sure you kind of want to have an idea down the street how people are going to be parking, where they're going to be, and you don't want to stick some little thing right in between a bunch of big things that will get kind of washed out. You want to give everybody a good showing.
We try. We ask for pre-registration just to kind of help with exactly what you're saying. But it's not necessary. We can accommodate anybody, even last minute. We usually shut the streets down by 8, and everybody starts coming in, lining up. We've got some experience in it now with it being the 5th year, and we'll have people working in the morning. The fire department helps us, and they kind of know where to put what street to use.
Do the people usually stay with their vehicle so they can explain to people, you know, oh, this is, you know, how we did the paint job, this is where we did the chroming and this type of stuff? Because, you know, some people have jobs they may have to go to, but because they're truckers and they use trucks in their job, do they usually stay around and give that information to other people?
Yes, throughout the day, usually you'll be able to find the owner by the vehicle at some point.
Protecting it.
Yeah, it could be that.
Get your grubby hands off my paint.
Eyeballs don't leave fingerprints, they say, right?
Is that the exact?
That's a couple of the trucks had that as stickers in the windows I see. But a lot of times they want to go see all the other trucks themselves. So they'll set up lawn chairs, maybe even a little tent table, and they sit by the truck, whether it be a family, spouse. And then throughout the day they'll leave, though. So you just catch them when you can. But they also walk around and look at everybody else's truck.
Again, getting ideas here.
Ideas, yes.
And it is free. That's what's, you know, the registration's free. We get a lot of calls, people asking, how much does it cost to come to bring my truck to the show? And it is free to register, and it's free to attend.
A lot of times car shows, basically, you know, you pick a winner. Is that something that isn't done with the trucks, that you basically it's just for the enjoyment of seeing them rather than, you know, first place, second place, most rad, whatever.
For right now, we do not have a judging class. A lot of people have asked about that, and maybe someday it'll evolve into that or part of it. But for right now, we just want everybody to come out, enjoy the neighbors' farm vehicles or trucks, or and kind of enjoy themselves.
A lot of people like to take a ribbon or something home just to, you know, keep it in the showcase. You know, I take these to all my shows and get something for it.
We do give out plaques. Every year there's been plaques.
Every entry gets a little memento plaque.
See, this is what these people are looking for.
Yeah.
They want something for the trophy case. Correct. And you know, so my truck has been to all these shows. And yeah, I had a relative who did cars, and you know, that's what
absolutely.
They want is to show it off. And
yeah, we've kind of stayed away from the whole judging thing so that the locals, you know, all the farmers and stuff feel like they can bring their trucks even if they're not 100% spiffed out and decked out like some of the others are.
Well, I imagine it also gets to be problematic because you get judges that are local, or they might be, you know, more locally oriented, and you don't want any controversies. It's much easier just to give everybody a nice thing for being here and a memento, and away you go.
Come and have some fun. Enjoy the day.
Yes.
And where do they line up? Are they right on the main drag?
And they'll be right on State Street, which is 142, and Huron Avenue, which is 25.
So you're right. Rerouting traffic through part
yes,
of the day here
correct.
To accommodate the people who are trying to get to Port Hope or down to Port Huron.
Yes, there
the
will be
line.
Detours set up for that.
Then with big signs saying, come to the truck show if you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we try to make it as easy and painless for everybody as we can.
When does it start? Do you, people start checking in about 9-ish? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, but you said roads are usually closed down about 8 and they'll start, but 9 is the official lineup time.
And that's the fun time where you get to tell truckers where to go?
We'll take last minute. Somebody comes rolling in. We've had guys come in, you know, closer to noon, and they just got home for the week. You know, they were out trucking all week, coast to coast, or bringing in a hot load, and they just didn't get there till then. So we still make room for them at the tail end of it. Get anybody in anytime, anywhere.
So that's where the main show is going to be, along those sections of the state highways. But there's a bunch of other activities going on. This thing has grown from just a showing of the trucks to a full-blown event in Harbor Beach.
Yeah, we're trying to really make it a whole family event, activities all day long. We will have a live country band, Shotguns and Violins, from 11 to 5.
And for people on radio, so they know, that's violins as the instrument, not violence. Didn't want people to think it was not quite as family-friendly as it would be,
yeah.
But it's violins.
Yeah.
And they're going to be performing. They're going to be on your new portable stage, I understand.
Yes, they are. Yep, our new stage is done and being used, so that's a good thing. It's covered, so a few raindrops shouldn't hurt. But we don't want rain, but we might get them on Saturday.
You can help us with that.
And that's sad for the people bringing the trucks, too, because they sit there and polish and wax and make sure there isn't a smudge spot or piece of lint on the thing, and then along comes Mother Nature or mayflies or something, and there you sit.
Yeah, and then there's other fun things for the kids to do. We will have face painting on the Murphy Museum lawn. There'll be Sparkles will be there doing, she does the whole face, and so you get some pretty fun looking kids,
yeah.
And even some adults last year walking around.
Oh, yeah.
They use brush or roller.
And then there's also be inflatables for the kids.
They love them.
They do.
They bounce around and have a grand old time.
Barrel train rides.
That's a Harbor Beach campground piece of equipment also. They use
so they're
going to
be around town giving kids rides.
Yeah.
And
they'll probably be on the bottom part of the Murphy Museum lawn along Water Street there. So that's where those will be. And then new this year, we're having a kitty tractor pull. Registration for that begins at noon under the light.
And those are the pedal tractors?
Yes. The pedal tractors. Yeah. One of the other committee members, Robbie Eisler, is heading that one up. So.
From Eisler Trucking.
Yeah.
There you go. So, again, more for the whole family.
Yes.
Not just because the kids will go ooh and ah about a truck for about, you know, 20 minutes and then, you know, where's my video game? So you got more and more things for the family to do. And
all those activities are free, thanks to our gracious sponsors that we have.
And who might they be? I know you wanted to get that.
Oh, well, we have a lot of sponsors, but I will name our platinum sponsors. J.W. Hunt OTC, Thompson Chevrolet, Burger Dealer Group, and Reefer Peterbilt are our platinums. But they're, if you go on the website, all the sponsors are listed, and there's many of them. And we certainly thank all of them for their support and help so that this is a free event for all families to attend.
Now, while these are going on, many of the businesses will be open behind them as well. It gives you a chance to check out downtown. That's part of what the events are for, bring people into town and show them what Harbor Beach has to offer.
Right, yes. The businesses will be open, especially the restaurants. There'll be specials on food items for lunch.
Oh, there's going to have to be trucker specials. Come on. There's going to have to be trucker specials.
What do you think a trucker special is?
It's probably, you probably take a hamburger and you connect it with a hot dog.
Yeah, there you go. That would be special.
Yeah. And then the downtown show ends at 5, but
the activities downtown.
Downtown.
And they can take their trucks and get them back covered up and go wherever they need to after that. But there's more activities still
there
going
is.
On in town.
New for this year, by the truckers were asking for this. They wanted a lighted truck parade at night.
Oh, really?
So at dusk, there will be a lighted truck parade. So we are moving. Anyone that wants to stay for that can go down to Lincoln Park after the main show uptown. And
Basically going to drive by Lincoln Park?
Yeah, they'll park down in that area. They'll be directed by Tom and his group as to where to park. And then there's going to be a barbecue down there and another live country band. The Bob Marshall Band will be there. So there's some activity and some fun going on down there until the parade at dusk, which we're probably starting to get ready about 9:30 to get lined up.
You're basically on about the weekend with
the longest
day of daylight.
Day. Exactly.
So when you're waiting for dusk, you're going to be waiting a little longer.
That's what makes it a little tougher this time of year, but we thought we'd give it a try this year and see how it goes.
I understand the barbecue is a fundraiser?
It is. There's a local gentleman that is doing the barbecue and going to have some help from Zion students, and proceeds will go to the Zion schools.
Terrific.
So, yeah.
Timeline-wise, just want everybody to know, everybody's listening, that if you want to come for the show, stay till, until we open the road back up at 5 or 6. You can either go down to the park and wait for the parade route. Or you could go for a cruise around the Thumb area. As long as you're back by 9:30, we'll get everybody in line and go for the parade. And the parade route's going to go through town. We've got it kind of mapped out so it is easy. A lot of right turns and less traffic congestion maybe that way.
Well, just make sure you don't use the roads that say local traffic only in your trucks.
That's right. But I know a lot of people have busy schedules, and it's not like they're committed to stay for the parade.
This is all voluntary. They come in at, you say, if they're working, they can come in a little later and be part of the show.
Or
and
if they don't
even
come
for the parade.
I was going to say, if they don't even make it to the show and want to be part of the parade, they can do that.
Yeah. Terrific. Now, part of what goes on here is also you have people coming in that have the parts and supplies to bling out these trucks and stuff too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There'll be some vendor booths there with different parts and equipment.
I don't know if
things
truckers
for,
use the word
things
bling
for sale.
Or not, but
the shiny stuff.
I know some of the platinum sponsors will, like the Burger Dealer Group, for those that do not know, is the local Kenworth dealer. So they always bring merchandise to sell. And Countryside Transportation usually is near them, and they're also selling items.
But again, it gives you a starting point if you need things, and if you're looking for how to do this or whatever, these people can point you in the right direction. If they don't have it, they probably know who can help you do it.
Right. Yeah, there'll be all different booths set up, and they'll be out amongst the trucks, so they're not all in one area.
True.
So they're mixed in.
Terrific. How many years have you been doing this? There's been a couple. I know that I remember us talking about it. This must be...
This is the 5th annual.
Oh, man. We can count them on one hand now. Next year, we're going
to
need 2.
Next year, we've got to go to the second hand.
We'll have to get you a
plaque
so you can keep that.
Come on. But it's the 5th year, and it seems to be growing each year. Yeah, the first year,
so far,
everybody kind of sweats it. Are the people going to come, or is this going to, you know, be the biggest flop since Warren Beatty movie or something? But no, this took off the first year. People liked it, and the next year more showed up, and been growing ever since.
It has, with the help from local newspapers and the radio station here. I think it's been a great help making it go.
Is this something that you have to keep doing kind of on the same weekend so you're not pulling against other events that these people may be going to? I mean, it seems like you got to lock in your own time because, you know, you move it a week earlier, a week late, there may be some competition somewhere else that they go.
And that's exactly what happened. We picked this week because there's another truck show downstate the following weekend. So we always thought it's been the third Saturday now from the start, right? And it does conflict with other local festivals, unfortunately, but maybe they're not related enough that we thought it would still be okay. But now that we've picked this date, we'll probably stay with it unless the committee decides or the city of Harbor Beach decides something different.
Well, isn't it kind of appropriate to be talking manly trucker stuff on like Father's Day weekend and
stuff? It's true, it is Father's Day.
So dads can take their sons out there and there show them go. The trucks. Even if it's not what you do.
There'll be t-shirts for sale at a few of the vendors, anybody's looking for a Dad's Day gift, might be able to do that at the truck show, too.
And I assume they show the latest technology, because, you know, like cars, trucks are evolving all the time. The you know, they're not just your daddy's trucks anymore.
No.
I mean, they're, you know, I get stuff done on my car. I don't even know those parts are in there. You know, they come back with the list. This is what needs to be fixed or replaced. And it's like, I didn't even know any of this existed in there. But it's the same way with trucks because they make them more fuel efficient. They make them start better. They do all the other things that we're looking for in our own personal transportation vehicles. They're doing that for trucks as well.
Yeah. And you've hit on a key point. A lot of things are based on fuel consumption and emissions to make the trucks burn cleaner and more efficiently. And I think one of our vendors is talking about bringing the newest truck added to their lineup and kind of geared towards that. So it may not have all the bling, but it's going to have all the technology, just as you mentioned.
The bling is under the hood.
Yes, in the engineering part of it.
And mileage, that is what companies and independent truckers are looking for, because that reduces their costs so they can either make a better bid on something or they can make more on the end because they're not spending it all at the truck stop pumping diesel into the thing.
Exactly.
I'll reduce the input cost.
Oh, now we're sounding businessy here. but this is basically for fun.
This is for fun.
We've had a few requests, though, about having a display for truck safety, you know, trying to get a simulator or something that children or even adults can get in and kind of be like driving a truck to show how much more dangerous it can be with traffic. And so we're looking at stuff like that.
And stopping distances. People don't realize that a fully loaded truck takes a long time to stop compared to your little vehicle.
Oh, right.
And not just because of the truck's mass, but because of what they're hauling. They can be hauling heavy stuff, which
absolutely.
All keeps, you know, the old physics thing, things in motion tend to try and stay in motion. You got to have brakes strong enough to stop it. And so it can be, you know, an eye-opener as to how long these things stay. It's like trains. They can't stop on a dime. Neither can a truck. So I assume you're already getting your little gears going about next year already.
Always. That never stops.
So people have ideas on what they'd like. Do you kind of mull around and see what people think, what's working, what isn't? So next year you kind of can tailor it to meet more of the needs that
absolutely.
People want and the things that they aren't finding that worthy or interesting. You know, you can take more of a back seat.
Yeah, last year we did a survey after the show and got some feedback that way. But people can just talk to any of us and give some ideas or feedback, and we take all the feedback we can because we need to provide what the consumers want. You know, if those in attendance want something different, that's what we need to offer. So.
Now, this is a show. This isn't like a truck pull. This is a show.
A show.
So, you know, it's a little different than standing in the stands and watching these things kick up dirt. They don't want dirt on their vehicles.
No.
They have spent, and they're out there with toothbrushes getting the grit out of the creases and seams in the sheet metal that are put in there for looks. I mean, they're very meticulous, and these aren't the types of vehicles that they do that for. But some of these are on the road vehicles that they do haul equipment with.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
I'd say majority of them are being used on a daily or weekly basis. That's probably why we had to have the pedal pole right on the asphalt, right?
Probably.
So we're not going to have the pedal pole right on downtown, right at the main intersection.
Really?
Maybe that's so we don't kick up the dust, as you were talking. Oh.
Just don't tear up the asphalt.
No.
The city will have something to say about that. So this is coming up this weekend. A lot of things happening in Harbor Beach as well beyond this weekend. Did you want to go through a little bit of that while we have some time?
Yeah. Every Friday, 2 to 7, is our farmer's market. This week is actually a bonus farmer's market with some drawings and extra things going on for kids and adults.
And where is
that
it
is
held?
That is at Murphy Museum Lawn. That's there every Friday, 2 to 7. And then the following weekend, on the 23rd, that's also a Friday evening, following the farmer's market, is going to be a live band. We're starting a new series this summer in Harbor Beach called Sweet Sounds of Summer. The band next Friday night will be Staph Infection, which is a classic rock band, local band.
Still using your mobile stage?
Yes, we are. That mobile stage is going to get used a lot.
It gets around.
So that'll be, and that's going to be right on the Murphy lawn as well. So you can bring your lawn chair or a blanket and come on out and enjoy some music from 7 to 10.
And that's a local band.
That is a local band.
School teachers.
Yep, school teachers from Mobley.
Really?
Yes.
Whole nother show right there.
There you go.
It is. I know there's a lot of people talking about it, so hopefully we have a good turnout for it.
You need to hand people cards so they can grade them.
Oh, hopefully they all get A's.
For effort.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully their people enjoy them. Next weekend, the 24th, begins our lighthouse tours, which will be held every Saturday throughout the summer.
They're running 9 till noon now?
9 to noon.
And you can go out, and the boat can come back and forth, and you stay
pretty much
as you need.
You
but
can
by
stay
the
out.
End, they're going to be saying, we got to get more people back than are
right.
here, because, you know, we got to get people off.
Right, the
off
boat that transports people out and back in can only carry so many at a time. So, of course, if you go out, you're going to have to make sure there's room to get everyone back.
Jalen Charters, I hear, is still doing that.
Yes,
again.
They are.
But remember, this is not ADA. Americans with Disability compliant.
Right.
There will be ladder climbing. There will be getting in and out of the boat. It is not...
Steps. There are steps,
it
yes.
It is for people who are somewhat ambulatory so that they can get there and enjoy it.
Yes.
And in the lighthouse, there's steps. No elevator. There's the steps. They haven't put that in yet.
Yeah,
they're trying to keep it authentic.
Right.
And it's really nice on the inside. I know you people have done a lot of work in there, and I know that the town, the people who are doing this in town, they have gotten artifacts from that era and clothing that's laid out in the beds, all this type of stuff that just brings it to life.
Yes, and...
And there are people who go around the country looking at
lighthouses. The tour guides just do a fabulous job given the history of the lighthouse and in our harbor and the breakwall. You know, people say that it's one of the best tours they've been on a lighthouse. So it's definitely one to see.
And the original lens is in the Grice Museum.
In the Grice Museum,
so you
yes.
can stop there first, see the original lens. I think they have a replica out there now.
Yes, there is a replica.
The original
is on display.
Cut, you know, crystal lens
Fresnel.
Is in there.
Yeah.
Is in there that you can see, so yeah, it'll so. Last a lot longer than it would up in the elements.
Right, and there's a group of volunteers building the, reconstructing the fog building right now.
No foghorn, though. You don't have to wear earplugs. It's
no,
gonna
not
be
yet.
There to show what it was like and use it for storage and other things they need.
Right, and they're going to put some displays in there and eventually some interactive displays, which one they're hoping to be actually the sound of a foghorn so you can hear what it used to sound like.
They need some of them compressed air horns that they have out
oh,
there, and when
boy.
They're talking to the people, just shock.
So, yeah, so the lighthouse is they're doing a great job out there, and it's a great tour to take.
And
so.
They run well into the fall.
They do. They go through towards the end of September. But it's all weather permitting.
Right.
If it's a really rough day on the water, they're not going to take boats out and
But the advantage you have is that the water is in the harbor.
It is in the
behind the break wall. You're not getting the 14-foot swells that can come out of Lake Huron at times. Took a chunk out of the break wall one year. I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it's generally much calmer
in the interior there.
Right. Tickets can be reserved at harborbeachlighthouse.org. And they do fill up. The tours do fill up. So
especially on big weekends where you have events that draw people in.
Right. So, you know, getting your tickets ahead of time is a good idea.
Terrific. So. And there's this little thing Harbor Beach does. I don't know. It's just kind of an afterthought. It did a Maritime Festival.
Yeah, then we move into Maritime Festival where we have music going all weekend long down at the beach. And yes, our stage will be used again.
You need to be so mobile that you can move it while they're playing.
patent pending.
You just bring them down the street and everybody stands along the side of the street and gets part of the concert.
Yeah, so lots going on, all different kinds of tournaments. You know, there's music and then there's cornhole, bocce ball, volleyball. Frog jumping contest is a big one that the kids love.
You bring your own frogs?
You bring your own frog.
Oh, man.
And you see
can't
how...
Rent them.
You see,
BYF, bring your own frog.
See how far they can jump, and I think they get 3 hops, and then they measure how far they jump. So it's pretty fun to watch.
And depending on how hot of a day and how hot the cement is, you get good or better jumps.
And so then there's a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, gee, don't talk
that's
about
kind of self-explanatory.
That
There will be a craft show going on at Murphy Museum. Sunday, like I mentioned earlier, is the car show. Which is free entry. They are collecting food again for the food pantry. So if you go, you're asked to bring some canned goods to donate.
And these are big weekends for the businesses in town.
Absolutely.
Because this is showing off what they have. Everybody's there. And then you can come back on a weekend that isn't quite so busy to enjoy it even more.
Right. And Zion will have their fish fry on Sunday, and there's also dueling pianos going on Sunday afternoon. So that's a full weekend. It's a lot of fun. Jet ski races, missed that one. So in the water. So
in the harbor there?
Yes, in the harbor. You can do rustic camping on the beach.
Really?
Yeah. So you can reserve your site at themaritimefestival.com.
Own website even.
Yeah, it has its own website, yeah.
That's so, kind of how it got started, too, was the jet ski races.
Yes.
That's safe.
Yeah. So.
That's a big weekend for you in town, but there's more going on.
Oh, then we go into the following weekend, July 15th, is the American Legion Derby Kart Racing, and that's a lot of fun to watch their homemade karts race down Trescott Street, down the hill, towards the beach.
People can enter and build their own cart?
They can. Rules and regulations are on the website at harborbeach.com.
And I imagine there's, you know, is it for kids, for adults to drive?
Both.
You thinking? What are you thinking? Thinking you can do it, Craig?
I'm thinking there isn't a cart big enough to hold me.
So, and then the first week in
It'll
August.
Be the first time Gravity's my friend.
August 5th is the Biakathon, and that's always a fun thing.
And that's hard to say.
It is.
What's a Biakathon?
Biakathon is where you do bicycling, kayaking, and running.
Oh, okay.
So, and I believe they're working on doing 2 different distances this year. So if those that want more of a challenge can go further.
And because you have the largest man-made harbor around, you can do this inside without worrying again about being overly done by waves and winds, because it's hard to swim and kayak if you can't get in the water.
Right. But yeah, so our harbor works great for a lot of these activities.
Terrific.
So.
Biakathon.
Do you like the correct spelling for that?
No, she started it, and I thought, how are they bringing yaks in? Sounds Canadian.
Kayaks.
Sounds Canadian.
Yeah. So, and then moving to the following weekend, August 12th is our...
let's not think of the end of summer.
I know.
But it's coming up faster than people think.
It is coming. I can't believe it's almost the end of June already. Egg Venture Day. This will be the second year for it. Last year was our first event.
And as always, the first one, you're kind of wondering what your draw is going to be, but apparently you did well enough that you're doing her again.
We did. I mean, it was actually a pretty good turnout, and it rained almost all day.
But farmers couldn't be in the field.
You're
Maybe
right.
that makes
You're
egg
right. so.
Day a little better, because I can't do anything else. Let's go into town.
All right, so once again, like the truck show, we'll close off the downtown streets, bring in different types of farm equipment, so you can see the big equipment up close, learn what it does and what it's used for.
For the most part, these are working machines.
These
so
will
they
all
don't
be
have
working
a lot of
machines.
Bling. They may have a little manure instead of shine.
They do a great job cleaning everything up. But yeah, they will be working machines. A couple dealerships might have a few new pieces of equipment there, but mostly it'll all be local farmers bringing what they use in their fields.
And even though we're an agricultural community, a lot of people don't really know what these machines are actually doing
right.
in the field. You see a baler, you kind of get an idea, okay, it picks it up and it bales, but there's a lot of cutting and flipping the hay and the straw over mm-hmm. to dry it out. There's a whole lot of other machines and processes in between.
They're planning to do some actual equipment demonstrations this year,
really?
Like showing how the equipment folds up and spreads out and how it actually works. So those will be at set times. So
because yeah, you see what? These things in the field, and you wonder how it goes down the road.
Right,
because
right.
they're huge. They're so, row after row after row wide.
So yeah, so they decided they wanted to do that this year. Those that are bringing equipment in, so that should be fun for people to see and kind of get a better understanding of the mechanics of all of it and the technology that's used. Which there's a lot of technology used in agriculture these days. So.
Now you can explain a lot in town, but I understand you've got tours that will take them out to the farm where you see things in action and
yes.
things going on even more so.
Right. There'll be this year we're having a dairy farm tour and a beef farm tour. Next year we're probably going to change that up and do something different with the tours. But yeah, we do want to get them on site and actually do some hands-on activities with some animals.
And people need to be respectful on these things. The animals don't know you. So, you know, don't just walk up to it and think, oh, it's like a pet. They're farm animals. Also, they may have some restrictions because, you know, a lot of times I go to things and you have to wear the booties and stuff.
Oh,
so
yes.
you're not spreading stuff from other farms or places into their livelihood.
Right, definitely.
So there may be things you'll have to do to be part of the tours to protect the farm that
right.
you're going to.
Right. And the tours will leave from Harbor Beach. We'll have buses that transport people out to the farms and bring you back. You'll be about a two-hour tour.
That sounds like Gilligan's yes. Island, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh, you're not coming back. Mr. and Mrs. Howell will be out on the farm.
Oh, gosh.
How they do out there.
Yeah, so.
All right. You're also going to have a fitness-type challenge?
In the morning, there is the Storm the Beach 5K run that goes on. That goes on every year. And then last year we added the Farm Fit Challenge to that you have the option of doing a run with farm obstacles included if you wish. And they're going to do that again this year. That's at Lincoln Park.
And what would farm obstacles be? Bales of hay?
Bales of hay. Last year you had a run through dumpsters of corn. There was an egg toss.
Give them two pails of milk to carry.
You had to carry hay bales up a hill.
Oh my gosh.
They had all kinds of things. There was things you had to crawl under, and it was a lot of fun to watch, even though they did it in the rain.
It keeps you cool anyway.
Yeah. So, should be a good time again this year. So.
Terrific. And the FFA, obviously, is going to be involved because you're talking farm and farm communities.
Right.
And up here in the area, FFA is as big as it gets.
It is. And last year, the FFA did a great job with some different kinds of games for the kids. And they're planning to do that again this year and maybe even expand their games. So should be fun.
So terrific.
It will be another great family day to bring people to Harbor Beach. So then you really want to go to Labor Day.
Is it Labor Day, or is that the weekend before Labor
No,
Day?
No, Labor Day is our salsa tasting contest.
Is your salsa tasting
yeah,
contest.
Yeah, that's Saturday, September 2nd. And then...
Is it done in September because it should be a bit cooler and you won't be overheated by the salsa?
Sure.
You're buying that?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's a ticket.
So there'll be... our salsa tasting happens down at Downtown Merchants. The... make different salsas and see who gets the most votes. So,
perfect.
And then we move in down September to September 16th, which we have our Harvest Festival, which is our chili tasting.
Even cooler weekend, even so, hotter stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So then we try to do a pie contest and then our fine arts fair with that. And then also the WLW car giveaway.
All part of that.
All
weekend,
part of
that
it.
Saturday.
So that Saturday is a full day of activity and fun as well. So
our car does not run on salsa or chili, so you got to be careful.
Well,
too many backfires. And that's so, pretty much through the summer months, but
that,
of course you've got the lighted parade,
the
and
yeah.
you got the other things coming up. It's a year-round thing in Harbor Beach too, to have things going on for the season. And but
yeah, and there's
weekend,
and there's other activities going on, but these are our main.
But this
weekend
it's trucks.
It is
trucks and more trucks.
All trucks rumble into Harbor Beach this Saturday.
And it starts again 9-ish for the people to clock in and get ready to go. 10 o'clock the event pretty much kicks off.
Yes.
And it runs through the day and now into the evening with entertainment, food, and the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
We're hoping the lighted truck parade will be a big hit. Hopefully enough of most participants will stick around and join us in the parade.
And when you say lighted parade, is that like the lighted Christmas parade? They
the
will decorate the trucks with lights, or do they just have all the many lights that are on some of these trucks going
on? Yeah, a lot of the trucks will have lights on them already.
I mean, you look at some of these, and it's like, how do you keep a battery charged?
I know there was a few that were planning to add some lights because of the lighted parade this year. So, so they
all
get
all kinds of horns and noises will be going.
Oh, neighbors love you that time.
Yeah. They will love us, won't they? Yeah,
so. But they know it's for a good cause, and it's one day out
it's
of the year
day.
For the truckers, and it's not every weekend, it's not every day. So you roll with the flow and you enjoy it yourself.
Yeah, they deal with fireworks going off. That's that's during our maritime as well, so we have our city fireworks. So fireworks, truck horns, you know.
Foghorns.
There you go.
You're going to bring the Trans Am out, drive it through the parade? I think they'll let you.
Truck. It's not a truck.
We'll allow it, though, for Saturday.
This Saturday, if they want to, they could pre-register and let you know what kind of vehicle they're bringing, so you can start figuring out in your heads where to set people and line things up so we're not blocking somebody off from being seen better than they could be. Because you want everybody to have a good show for each
we do.
Doing it.
And the big concern is keeping access to all the local businesses. So we try not to block any front doors. And
so people can see that they're open.
Yes.
All right, so that's this weekend. If you want more information, it's on your website.
Yep, harborbeach.com website.
Harborbeach.com website, and you can find more about that and all the other events coming up that we talked about are on there too. I hope you get a good turnout again this year. I hope next year number 6 is your lucky number, and it's even bigger.
We'll try to get you a plaque for this year, since you've been gracious enough to have us back.
Biggest human trailer.
You can put it on your cart that you're building for the race.
There you go. It would not be allowed. It probably weighs too much. But thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for
having
us.
I hope you get a good turnout, and for all the other events coming up. Harbor Beach, the place to be most weekends this summer as you have things going on left and right.
All right.
Our guests today on the program have been Tom Donnellan. He's the truck show chairperson for the Harbor Beach Truck Show this Saturday, downtown Harbor Beach. Starts in the morning with the truck show itself and all the trucks. Later in the day, there's entertainment, there's food, and there's all kinds of things heading down to the park. So do you want to be around for that? And coming up in a few minutes, we'll check in with the latest in the news. Just keep it right here at WLEW.